Hello, welcome to our podcast.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley. Today we're going to talk about friendship.
So I guess we'll start with our story so that you guys can kind of get to know us a little bit more. So we met at daycare. Daycare when you're like what?
Like 10 years old.
Yeah.
Young.
Book lovers. We bonded over our love of the
Warrior Cat series.
Yeah.
For all those book lovers out there.
Yeah, you'll know if you were our age during that time because that was really hot, I feel like. And of course, we, you know, acted out the characters.
Gotta do some role playing.
Yeah. So that was a good start, I think, to our friendship to realize that we both have similar tastes and we're both a little odd, I guess.
But that's what makes us special.
Yeah. So I think from there, we would occasionally meet at summer camps, but it wasn't, you know, they kind of hop over at schools. Like, I don't really know where she went during other times. But occasionally we would see each other, but then, you know, once you stop going to summer camp and things like that, you kind of lose touch because, you know, you didn't have email or, like, any kind of communication whatsoever. It wasn't until high school that we reunited, and not in the most conventional way.
Just an Amy and Haley kind of way.
Yeah.
Where we saw each other in this, we were in the same classroom.
Across the desks, opposite sides of the classroom, and we both thought, that person looks familiar, but I bet they don't remember me.
So, in typical Amy and Haley fashion, we did not speak with each other, even though we saw each other for the first time in a long time in the same classroom.
Yeah, there was no slow-mo running, action, hugging kind of thing. It was probably like a few months before we even talked for the first time.
But not by ourselves. I ended up making friends with Haley's friends.
Yeah.
And then that's what happened. Then we became friends.
Yeah, then we became friends.
Again. But ever since then, there was no more separation between Amy and Haley. And, 11 years later. Wow!
Yeah, that's really a long time. It seems too long.
To put a number to it is kind of like, wow.
I mean, to be fair, it's weird to think about because, like, we weren't the main friendship group either, but I was about to say, oh, we didn't really talk until, like, senior year of high school, but then I thought about it, and I was like, we had language arts together, and we did that project together.
We had math together, too.
Oh, yeah, and we had math together. Yeah, so in my head, I'm like, oh, yeah, I didn't really see her that much.
I guess maybe we just weren't, like, the forefront of, like, the friendship,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, because, like, so we came from different middle schools, which is why, like, I had a friend group coming into high school and she had a friend group coming into high school that didn't necessarily align because we both, you know, came from different, like, feeder schools. So I think that was the thing, is that we just kind of had different friend groups in that sense.
Yeah. So we were both there, but we didn't pay attention to each other.
Yeah.
Until, you know, kind of like that quote, the stars are for, like, friends. Friends are like stars. They're always there, but you don't see them, but they're there.
I feel like I've never heard that
so
quote.
So you're my star.
Oh, that's really nice. Okay.
But now you're my son, and you're in the forefront of my friendship.
Or life. We're both like moons.
Oh, we only come out at night. And so, I definitely think that it's interesting that we met as kids and we kind of like developed a friendship where we're just like having fun, you know, like kids, they're not awkward when they meet other people who share their same, they just like jump right into it and they just start playing. Hey, do you like Warrior Cats?
Well,
I'm saying it's funny because then we kind of like built a friendship and then we kind of like rebuilt our friendship.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
yeah, and definitely like as kids it's not really necessarily a real friendship, you know, because it is like, okay, we just saw each other occasionally during the summer, But I do think it helped build us to where we are now, because we always kind of have that bond there that we all remember.
Yeah. Yeah, and definitely, like, now, not that we're, like, that much older, but being, like, in our 20s, I think we have more experience, like, with meeting different kinds of people and knowing what different friendships are like to be able to kind of come back to our friendship and be more appreciative and grateful for, like, what we have.
Yeah.
Because I think for me, as someone who's, like, more introverted, like, going into college, it was really hard to make friends. And sometimes it's, like, they're friends with, like, air quotes, you know?
Yeah.
They're not really, like, gonna get you on an emotional level.
Yeah.
But rather, like, oh, I want to go hang out and just, like, do things and talk about what's going on, surface level things.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, having that foundation to, like, build a deeper, more meaningful friendship as you're older.
Yeah, I do feel like college friends are kind of a little bit of a different friendship, because you're definitely someone, you know, that you might just hang out with them to, like, study or to go get something to eat because you don't have anyone else to go to, and you could have that superficial friendship. Which I do feel like, yeah, I had a lot of those kind of things that it was like, oh yeah, friends, because we go to the same school. But you can definitely have friends that you build that friendship on. You know, it really depends.
I don't know how people can make friends when they're in college. Like, I've seen, like, on social media, just, like, people who have, like, their best friend from college.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. And also, how do you continue those friendships outside of college when you either move back home or move to a different city or, like, aren't living with them all the time or in that close proximity of, like, oh, we go to classes and then we go to the library together. I don't really know how to continue those friendships out of that sort of academic setting, you know?
How does anyone continue friendships in general?
I know, generally, as adults, it's so hard to keep up with your friendships. Like, as a kid, it was so easy.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, like, you go from seeing your friends every single day. And I feel, especially us being in our 20s, you have such huge life moments that if you don't see someone every day or talk to someone regularly, it kind of, like, so much changes that it's hard to catch them up. And you just want to catch them up on daily stuff instead of, like, life-changing things. And it could feel like you, you know, are losing touch with your friend because of that.
I agree with that. I think, like, what I've been noticing too is that when you catch up with them, even as, like, an adult, now that we're, like, working, we have jobs, you don't always have that huge chunk of, like, hours and hours of time to be able to, like, dig past the surface level things and to get to, like, hey, by the way, I'm feeling, like, really sad.
Yeah,
you know? You can't just, like, jump right into it.
Hey, Amy, it's good to see you. I'm really sad. I do, like, especially because with us, right, we've recently joined a kickball league, so I get to see Amy once a week sometimes, because next week we have off, but we'll avoid that.
We'll say it's once a week.
It's once a week, whereas before we joined our kickball league, I would see Amy, like, once a month. And even before that, I would see her, like, once every 3 months or something. And so when we catch up, it's like I just want to catch her up on things that's immediately happening in my life versus, like, the long-term things. And it's so hard to fit everything that's happened between us seeing each other all in, like, you know, an hour or so. Like, I don't – it's – yeah, you have to pick and choose what you want to say. And normally I don't start with, Amy, I'm very depressed.
Yeah, and I think that, like, I have a lot to thank for you, Haley, because I think before, it's just, like, me trying to, like, balance, like, what I want out of life. And it's really hard to kind of, like, realize that, oh, you're going to be, like, losing friends if you start, like, focusing too much on one thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's really cool because if I think about this year, not only have we gone closer as friends, but we've stepped out of our comfort zone and we're doing like so many new things in 1 year. Like,
yeah,
we're a book club. We're in a book club together. Yeah. It's legit.
It's just us, but yeah, it counts.
Join a kickball league.
Yeah, classic.
Starting a podcast.
Starting a podcast. Let's go. I do feel, you know, the pressure of age closing in on me. I'm trying to do everything before I die because you never know when it'll be, let's be honest. But we don't have to talk about that.
Maybe stop. Well, the thing is that I think having a chance to like reflect on our friendship right now and then kind of makes me think, what will our friendship be like in 10 years?
Yeah.
That's kind
of scary. So scary.
Are we still going to be in a book club?
Probably not, especially as life passes through. I was just, you know, I was telling Amy about this earlier, that it is, when I think about my parents, they don't really have friends necessarily. They have a few kind of like old coworkers that they talk to, but they don't really have a large or any group of people that they go and hang out with. Like, my mom just has one. And I do think that they focus more on family at that age. You know, it's like, okay, you go to Christmas and things like that, and instead of having like, oh, a Friendsgiving and a Thanksgiving, you just have a regular Thanksgiving because your friends are also doing their Thanksgiving with their family. So it just like becomes this separation, and I don't know if you're even supposed to keep friendships throughout your whole life. Like, I know that you phase out of them and things like that, but from my experience with my parents, that they have just seemed to phase out of their friendships, which I think is really weird.
Yeah, it's the same for me too. None of my family have like close friends, and
yeah,
even if they have any friends at all, it is not on the same level that like at least we are.
Yeah.
And I think it makes me think about like, maybe even as we grow older, and even if family becomes like a priority,
mm-hmm,
like, what if we're special?
I hope so.
And like, our friendship, even if we don't see each other as much, develops in like a different way. Like,
yeah,
it becomes more, I don't know, like, I feel like when friendships have weathered through the worst, or like they've been through everything since we've been friends, like ever since we were little all the way through, yeah, I think like that has some kind of like importance to it.
Yeah.
And even if we're not as close, maybe it will just continue to develop where it becomes something else. I don't know, yeah, what it would be, but it wouldn't mean that we're just not friends anymore.
Yeah.
But it's just a different kind of friendship.
Yeah, I do think, you know, at this point, maybe it could be because of, like, technology. Maybe that's sort of why, when I think of older people, they don't really have friends, because that was, like, past the age of technology. So that's actually something I didn't necessarily consider, because now you have so many ways of keeping in contact, you know. So I would imagine that like, if I move away or if you move away, hopefully we'll still have phone calls, like FaceTime, things like that, to sort of keep in touch, because I definitely try to do that. I have a friend who's in San Francisco, and we try to FaceTime, and we'll like bake over FaceTime sometimes together, you know. So trying, like, it's definitely a two-way street that you kind of have to both be willing to set aside some time to continue your friendship. And so I hope that that would be us, and like, from our past, it would seem like we would continue to be friends, because despite us having that gap in our friendship, we were able to, you know, stay connected and keep being friends, even though like, also we went to different colleges, we didn't really talk unless we went like winter break and things like that. So I do think friendship is all about communication at this age, I guess. So maybe actually that's why my parents don't have friends, is because how are they supposed to stay in touch with their friends? I forget about that, dude. Total side note,
yeah,
but I remember that like, when I went on college tours, mm-hmm, we went to the East Coast to look at, you know, some Ivies, because that's always fun. Not,
yeah,
that I got into any of them, but like, when me and my mom were driving, and we had to like buy a GPS, like a Garmin GPS, because one, your cars didn't have them, and two, your phones like didn't have maps, you couldn't use it without, like, you know, Wi-Fi. Do you remember that time?
No.
Your phone was literally just for texting or calling, like, nothing else.
I thought we had internet in high school.
Yeah, but, like, you had to be on Wi-Fi. You know, like, when you would accidentally go on the internet and you'd be like, oh, my God, close it, because you're going to get, like, charged.
Because you charge by a lot,
yeah. Right?
Yeah, okay.
Right? So, like, we... You had to be on Wi-Fi to even be able to use it at all. So, of course, we're, like, driving in our cars. And, you know, so my mom... Or, like, when you had to print out MapQuest.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
I'm like, that was classic. And the thing is that, yeah, it was recent. It was more recent than I think it is. I forget. So, anyways, I forget that our parents did not have the technology that we have now.
So, the future's looking brighter.
Yeah. Actually, I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about our friendship. So we've come full circle.
We've completed the circle, and now we're back to where we are today. Just two friends starting a podcast.
Yes, trying to get through, you know, quarter life crisis and all that jazz.
Well, thank you for listening to us today. We're really excited for you to hear our next podcast.
Yes, clearly we have a lot of thoughts.
Okay, goodbye.